94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay K.
Very excited to be talking from Lori. She is with the Curious Kids Museum. Curious Kids Museum takes me back to when I was a child, Lori, because I went there a lot.
I love it.
One thing that sticks in my mind is the giant hula hoop bubble. I will never forget that. Also being able to go and look in the back of the ambulance and pretend like you were a part of that. I loved that as a kid. What is it that you do for Curious Kids?
I am the executive director of the Curious Kids Museum and the Curious Kids Discovery Zone. Mm-hmm. Have been for about 5 years.
It's hard for me to imagine that someone might not know what the Curious Kids Museum is or where it's located, but can you give me all that just in case?
You bet. We are in downtown St. Joe. We are right on the bluff overlooking the Compass Fountain. Our original location is up on the bluff, and then we have a second location, the Curious Kids Discovery Zone, in the Silver Beach Center below the bluff.
Mm-hmm. Very good. We are going to talk about some of the things that you have upcoming, new coming to Curious Kids. I just want to put this out there on my behalf. When you think of a museum, you make think it might be stuffy or boring or no. When I was a kid and I went and partook in anything that I did at the Curious Kids Museum, I loved it. I thought that this was like a fun park, basically. So you guys do a great job of making it fun, and but also the learning portion of it as well. So what's new? Tell me all about it.
Okay, we have a lot going on, actually. Since last summer, we've kind of made this new exhibit plan, and we're kind of updating almost every area of the museum. Few things stay, like the bubble, the apple orchard, the ambulance. You know, you can still come and play. But we do have a lot going on. We got a brand new giant light bright, mm-hmm. which we found very interesting that kids these days don't really know what a light bright is. They like the colors, though.
Oh, but gosh.
That's kind of cool. We also got this sandbox that's like a topology exhibit. So it's got an Xbox Kinect in it shining down, and it measures the depth of the sand. So you can make rivers and lakes and hills and dunes and really fun stuff. So that's already in. That came in October. In December, we got a new Super Speedway car exhibit. Kids can build their own car, and you can choose a track to either time your car or a stunt track. So that's been just super popular. That came in December.
Okay.
In March, we made our stairs musical.
Oh.
So really fun. You walk up the stairs, and the scales go up as you go up and down as you go down.
Oh,
sometimes it's
birds.
Sometimes it's a harp. Sometimes it's frogs. So it's kind of a different exhibit every time you
fun.
Go up.
If you can change it day to day, or just changes on its own.
It changes on its own and just cycles through.
Oh my gosh. That makes me want to go there. Just go up and down the steps. Random question. What if multiple people are going up and down the steps?
It just plays. Whoever's on the step. It gets a little confusing sometimes, but it's super
That's
fun.
The fun of it, though.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that was there in March?
That came just this March.
Cool.
And then also in March, we got a cow in our Tattle Farm. We've named her Buttercup, and you can milk Buttercup.
Love it.
It's so fun. Kids are really, really enjoying that. It's just water, but, you know, it looks like milk because it goes onto a white splash pad, and kids are just like, oh, look at this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, and it's great for our area where, you know, agriculture is so important. So
definitely.
It's really, really fun.
It's funny how you correlate that with how I saw it as a kid, and I'm sure how kids did see it. We had the Johnny Appleseed thing when I was little. Is that still there?
No.
Okay. But that makes complete sense. Knowing, you know, how many people here grow apples locally.
Absolutely.
It all ties all in together. You might see the Curious Kids Museum from the outside and wonder how the heck is all this stuff fit inside. They managed to make it happen. Can you tell me before we go any further, I guess, when are you open? Who can utilize the Curious Kids Museum? How much does it cost? Everything like that.
Absolutely. We have two floors of hands-on fun in the museum on the bluff. And the museum below the bluff is about a third of the size, but still lots of really great hands-on things to do. We are open right now until June 1st. Mm-hmm. We are open Wednesday through Sunday at the museum on the bluff, 10 to 5, 10 to 4 on Sundays. And the museum below the bluff, we're open Thursday night for family fun night. It's half price. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 11 to 5.
Open
12
Sundays.
To 5 on Sunday.
Great.
Yes. But starting June 1st, we are then open 7 days a week at both locations.
Fantastic. Am I ever too old to come to Curious Kids Museum?
No, we don't usually let unaccompanied adults in.
Got it.
We want to make sure everybody's safe and happy and fun. But
got it. So even if you have like maybe a cousin or a niece or nephew.
Rent a child.
Yeah. Can I babysit your kid? I want to go to Curious Kids Museum today.
And we will give you a tour and all that. We'll let you, and we just don't let you, you know.
Do you have field trips still?
Oh, every day in May so far this year is booked with field trips.
You guys are busy.
Yeah.
For anyone who wants to go and take their kid or niece or nephew, whoever, how much does it cost to go?
$6 a person.
Okay.
If you're over 12 months at the Museum on the Bluff, if you're over three, it's $6 a person.
And that's honestly just to keep the Curious Kids Museum open.
Absolutely. And it's all day fun. You can leave and have lunch. We'll stamp your hand. You can come back. So
great. What else do we have upcoming?
Okay, so next week is a big week for us. We have a whole semi full of exhibits coming. We are going to talk about the apple orchard. We are going to update the apple orchard. Right now we have like a little grocery store and we have the apples where you can pick the apples. Apple trees are still going to stay. That's kind of an iconic exhibit for us. But we're going to change everything else into a farmer's market. There's going to be fruit and vegetables that you can, kids can choose and they can pay and check out. There's also going to be a new sorting mechanism to put the apples in the apple tree. So it'll say, you know, Mrs. Smith needs 3 green apples and 2 yellow apples and 1 red apple. So a little more learning.
Rather than just picking and throwing.
And throwing them in. Exactly.
Okay. So you're learning what kind of apples. I love the farmer's market structure because St. Joe today has farmer's market
right
there.
Across the street.
All the time in the summer. So is this going to be actual fruit and veggies and stuff that the kids can actually purchase? How does that work?
No, it'll
it's
be
like
play
pretend.
Food. Yeah,
perfect.
Exactly.
So. Okay. Who comes up with the ideas for these? And
we
how do you get to find
committee.
Them?
Well, we have an exhibit committee, part of our board of directors that, we look. We also look at other children's museums, things that kids like to do. Any way we can kind of sneak some learning into fun.
Oh, yeah.
We try to do that. So there'll be a checkout area where, you can learn about money and
how to
transactions
give money and
how to make change and those kind of things. So, you just try to sneak that into the role play that they love to do anyway.
Yeah. Am I missing? You got more for me?
Oh, I've got more.
Okay, keep going.
we used to have a music area in the museum, and the way we implemented it might not have been the most strategic at the time. And some of the instruments that we had weren't really good for, being used literally hundreds of times a day.
Oh, yeah.
So we learned from our mistakes, and we're implementing a new music area. We're going to have like a mosaic on the wall that's a picture of the St. Joe Lighthouse, and portions of it you can push and it makes notes, but you kind of have to figure that out. So it's a little discovery for the kids. We're also going to have a percussion pylon. Looks like a dock piling. They can do a bunch of percussion instruments.
Loud, okay.
We're going to have a bubble keyboard. So when you press a button, a bubble goes up a tube of water.
How fun.
So that'll be super fun. We're also going to have redo our dinosaur area.
Okay.
So yeah. Every kid loves dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have a big rock kind of wall with the dinosaur bones in them like fossils.
Oh, yeah.
Kids can just use that as a matching if they want, so they can take the bone out and put it back to where it should fit. Mm-hmm. Or if you're a little older child, you can actually build an entire dinosaur skeleton with all the bones that are in the fossil wall.
Oh, my gosh.
So that'll be really fun. We're also going to have an electronic dinosaur matching game. So you can press a button and a light comes on and you got to find the triceratops. Find it.
Okay.
So that's going to be super fun. Every kid that comes in knows every dinosaur. I'm always amazed at how smart they are.
Yeah, no kidding.
How into it.
My question real quickly, knowing that this is a lot of new stuff that's coming, do you guys execute one thing at a time where, a portion of the museum might be closed at any given time?
We try not to. That's why we do it this time of year. We really can't install new exhibits when we're open 7 days a week. So we'll be doing it Monday and Tuesday of next week. And as much as we can get done. Now, we might have to close, like we're remuraling the entire apple orchard. So someone will be in there painting. That's going to take all week. The apple orchard will be closed next week. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the museum should be open and we'll have new things.
You're about to be in busy season, too.
Yes.
Lots of like fun, I guess, day-to-day events that you might be doing too at any given time you've set up as well, other than just what the museum has to offer.
Exactly. We, in the springtime, we get through April is usually a lot of installing of new exhibits, installing new pieces to exhibits. May is field trip season. We have probably 200 to 300 kids a day.
God, I can't believe
different
that.
Field trips. And then starting in June, we're open 7 days a week and we have every day we have crafts in the basement from 12 to 4. And then we start camps. So we also have 6 weeks of summer camps.
Oh, yeah.
So.
It makes sense because the kids are out of school, likely need something to do during the day.
Absolutely.
What you guys have been prepping for, how often do you refresh and change or when does that typically happen?
The exhibits?
Yep.
You look at something like the apple orchard, we're not going to take that out, the bubble. Everybody loves
the classics.
Exactly. but everything else, some of it's wear and tear. You know, obviously we change exhibit pieces out monthly, weekly, depending upon, you know, the wear and tear they get. Other, you know, we just kind of take a look. We clean every day, every night, you know, all day. We have floor staff cleaning and cleaning
kids,
through at night. Absolutely.
Do you ever need volunteers?
We always need volunteers. We use them to work on the floors during our busy season, or come in after hours and, you know, paint, touch up paint, or, you know, there's lots to do.
Oh, I'm sure. Two different things that you can do. You can volunteer at Curious Kids, or you can take your kids, as we said, someone else's kids, if you're like me and want to go. It's right here in your backyard, really, St. Joe Curious Kids Museum. And as you just heard, they are doing a lot of things to keep it fresh, keep it fun. If your kids went, you know, maybe in the last few months, chances are there's something new there right now that they haven't already seen before. Otherwise, I'm sure they'll love it anyway. So check out Curious Kids Museum if you can. And I'm sure the website is just updated and perfect, and we can find more there. What's the website?
www.curiouskidsmuseum.org. All the summer camp information is out there. Everything about the new exhibits will be out there.
What's the deadline for summer camp registration?
Actually, we just opened it, so today was the first day of actual registering. They don't start till the end of June. So.
Okay, so get to going. If you're interested in that, just find more details at the website and come back and chat anytime you change something. I like learning about this
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
Come see us. Thank you.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest.